We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday, it's January 5th, it's 2021. We have five NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. The podcast is presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, make sure you do so. Awesome sponsors of the podcast, love what they're doing. Again, you know, definitely love the fact that they've jumped on board. And, you know, if you guys haven't checked them out, now's the time. Check them out. They're the fastest growing DFS single player DFS site today. Get a 100% matching bonus up to $50 on your first deposit. So, yeah, check that out if you haven't already. Five game slate, Ryan Solo today. Co-host had some stuff come up. And so just jumping on and riding solo because it's only a five game slate, and kind of get to talk about things a little bit more in depth when I do it by myself on a five game slate. So definitely not hating it. We get started with Utah at Brooklyn, 231.5 total here. Brooklyn favored by 3 in this game. You know, as far as Utah goes, nothing really on the injury report. Derek Favors is probable. That's really it. And then on the Brooklyn side, you know, obviously big news, Kevin Durant out for the next couple games. In that protocol that the NBA has. So we're going to see this a lot this year just in general. So, you know, we're just going to have to adjust for it each and every day. It seems like at this point when these guys get, I think it's like a 7-day protocol to like self-isolate. So let's start with the Utah side of things here. You know, kind of looking at like DraftKings pricing, I do think this game is going to be super close. So looking at like DK pricing, I think Donovan Mitchell really stands out the most at 7,400. He has a 30.5% usage rate this season. Mike Conley has a 25% usage rate, and he's averaging about 1.15 fantasy points per minute. Definitely something to note. Jordan Clarkson is the usage hog off the bench. And on a five-game slate, we're definitely going to be looking at some of these bench guys. But he's kind of priced right where he should be. If he has a fantastic game, he could potentially get 30. He had a fantastic game against San Antonio last time out and still only put up 29 fantasy points just because he's not getting enough minutes. Very healthy Utah squad right now. As far as like Rudy Gobert goes, I do think he's in play here. I think that, you know, obviously he's going to match up really well with Brooklyn, whoever he is out there against. So definitely don't mind Rudy Gobert. I hate the fact that like he's kind of been dudding and they priced him up, but I also like that because anybody that's just game log watching might jump off the bandwagon here with Rudy Gobert. But, you know, this is a guy that's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute. If this game stays close, he should play plenty of minutes. He got in foul trouble against the Clippers. San Antonio, that game was never really that close. So definitely think this is a good Rudy Gobert bounce back spot. I just don't know. I think he's more like a 6X guy. I don't think he's like a 7-8X guy, but I do think, you know, on a slate like this, 6X is plenty good enough. 7,700. On the Brooklyn side of things here, obviously, like I said, big news, Kevin Durant gonna miss this one. So, you know, with Durant off the floor this year, I guess I have to take Dinwiddie off the floor too. Sorry about that. So taking Dinwiddie and Kevin Durant off the floor, LeVert has a 36% usage rate. Kyrie has a 33% usage rate. So Kyrie and Durant have played a lot of minutes together this season. So that's why you're seeing a lot of usage for LeVert. I think Kyrie is a phenomenal play in this game. He's going to have massive usage. He's going to get up a ton of shots. He's going to do a lot. With Dinwiddie and Durant out, LeVert has a road to 30 to 35 minutes in this game and a really good fantasy production game. So don't hate him. Don't want to play like the center situation here. I do think TLC will play 25 to 30 minutes in this game. And at 3,700, you could probably do worse. So just wanted to throw his name out there. And then Joe Harris is okay. He's just 5,600. He's a guy that can get you 30 fantasy points in the spot. I don't hate him. He is fine. Moving on, we got the Lakers at the Grizzlies. 218 total here. Lakers favored by 9.5. LeBron, he has that like questionable tag. Should be good to go. Caruso's out. KCP is questionable as well. And then on the Memphis side of things, Morant, Triple J, and Winslow remain out. So obviously looking at the Lakers in this one, you know, if LeBron plays, he's okay. Raw points should matter a little bit on a five-game slate. So, you know, obviously when you're looking at it, it's like Lillard, McCollum, Kawhi, Paul George, DeRozan, Jokic. These are the types of like monster usage, high fantasy point guys. So LeBron's in play. Anthony Davis is really only had like one monster blow up game this season. You know, usage is fine, but I don't hate it because he has kind of burned people all year. Valanciunas isn't the greatest matchup, but the guy that like I kind of lean more towards here is Dennis Schroeder. I think he's super interesting in this spot. These two teams just played and he only put up 19 fantasy points. Had one rebound, five assists, 11 points in that game. But double-digit shot attempts again every game this season. So if he shoots the ball a little bit better, he was 0-for-3 from three-point land. So he's a guy that can add those assists and rebounds and pick up a steal or two and, you know, get to 35 fantasy points at 6,500. So, you know, and especially if like LeBron ends up sitting, like it's a huge increase for Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma. But I don't love the Lakers in general here. On the Memphis side of things, like with Morant out, I had this pulled up just a second ago. Hold on 1 second. Delaying to cough too. There'll be some pauses in the podcast today. Apologize, but fighting this cold off. So we take Morant off the floor on Court IQ and just kind of look at this Memphis team in general. And you know, the huge increase in usage has been Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson. Kyle Anderson, a 4% increase. Dylan Brooks, a 2.5% increase. So, like, those are the guys that I'd want to play here is Kyle Anderson and Dylan Brooks. Anderson had a big game against Charlotte, sorry. And then he still put up 19 shot attempts against the Lakers and shot 1 from 8 from 3 and still put up 25 fantasy points. So I like Anderson. I like Dylan Brooks. Like, these guys are, you know, the big usage guys. I like Anderson more than I like Brooks just because, like, they're more committed to giving Anderson big minutes and, like, they've been kind of careful giving Brooks big minutes. Tyus Jones is 5,700. He's just a little too expensive for his overall upside. You know, Bane's been playing anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes and scoring 20 plus fantasy points in 3 straight. So don't hate me taking a shot on him, but with Melton back, you know, well, he's available. He was available against the Lakers the other night and didn't play. So, you know, we'll have to see if he even gets any minutes here at 3,600. But, you know, Grayson Allen's back too. So he could potentially play like 20 minutes in this game. But honestly, when I'm looking at Memphis in this game, it's really the big three. It's Valanciunas, Anderson, and Brooks. Crazy. Like, that's the big three right now for Memphis. Minnesota at Denver, 228 total here. Denver favored by 12 in this game. Karl-Anthony Towns is out. Okogie is questionable. And then Porter Jr. is out on the Denver side of things. Michael Porter Jr. Health and safety protocols for him. So, you know, looking at the Minnesota side of things in this game, like, this game isn't projected to stay particularly close. So, like, obviously that is a huge concern when, you know, rostering these guys. D'Angelo Russell has like a 30% usage rate with Towns off the floor this season. Anthony Edwards has about a 25%. Naz Reid is about a 21%. Malik Beasley is about 22.5% with Karl-Anthony Towns off the floor. So, kind of looking at Minnesota, I think Russell would be like the tournament if this game stays close play. Naz Reid could potentially get abused by Jokic in this game. You know, if you want to take shots on like Edwards, I don't hate it at 4,900, but really, like, the play on the Minnesota side for me in this one would be D'Angelo Russell. If you don't want to pay up, you could potentially take a shot on Culver if Okogie sits. He got a good amount of minutes the other night when Okogie was out. So if Okogie continues to miss with his hamstring, I think you can take a shot on Culver. On the Denver side of things, if this game stays close, if you're taking shots on like D'Angelo Russell, I think you have to potentially take shots on Jokic here. He's off to a fantastic start to start the season. This is definitely a spot he could triple double. He triple double against these guys last time they played and still only put up 53 fantasy points. Still only. You know, so we'll have to kind of see. With Porter out, Will Barton should get a little bit of an increase in like usage. But I don't know if it's enough to really justify taking shots on him at this price. Jermichael Green, he played 27 minutes against this team the other night. He's 3,800. I could see him being super in play here at 3,800 until Michael Porter Jr. gets back. So Jermichael Green is, I think he sets up to be one of the better value plays on this slate at 3,800 unless some stuff changes, which it could potentially change, but I don't know. We'll have to kind of see. I don't know if too much will change on the Denver side. San Antonio at LA taking on the Clippers. White is out. Morris is out. No total in this one. LaMarcus Aldridge, he's still kind of banged up. You know, we'll have to wait and see if he plays or not. So looking at the San Antonio Spurs here. DeRozan at 7,900, like the price is expensive, but he's someone that can easily get up over 40 in any matchup. So I don't hate DeMar DeRozan in this spot. I think if you want to save a little money and, you know, try to chase ceiling with DeJounte Murray, you can. Johnson, he's had, you know, his three of his last four games have been really, really good. Keldon Johnson. My biggest concern with him is just 6,500 down. If LaMarcus Aldridge is out, I think you could take some shots on Johnson. But overall, I think, like, you know, Poeltl would be a value play at 4,800. Not my favorite on the slate, but he's okay if we get news that LaMarcus is going to sit. Lonnie Walker's minutes have kind of been all over the place lately. You know, he's still a guy that could get up double-digit shot attempts and play, you know, 30 minutes at 4,400. So, especially with White out, I think Lonnie Walker is in play. And then on the Clippers side of things, I think, like, this is one of the hardest teams to figure out this season. I think, like, Kawhi and Paul George are both in play on such a big slate. Paul George, probably my favorite of the two. He's gone for over 50 fantasy points in three straight games, and Kawhi has only gone over 50 twice this season. So, but like Kawhi had a terrible night the other night from the field, 4 for 21, and still put up 30 fantasy points. So he, you know, has a really high floor because of the stat sheets. They still don't seem like have any interest in really playing Serge Ibaka big minutes. So until he's playing big minutes on a regular, I just can't do it. Nicholas Batum is okay at 4,600. He should play plenty of minutes in this spot. You know, like Lou Williams getting that massive run off the bench just hasn't been there. He's 4,300. I don't think he's the worst tournament dart at that price point, because if he does get unleashed and he does hit some shots, he can certainly pay off that price tag without a doubt. We finish it out here with our third game with a spread of 9 or greater. Chicago at Portland, 233.5 total. Portland favored by 10 in this game. Archie remains out for Chicago. Chandler Hutchinson is out. Markkanen's out. Santorinsky's out. And then on the Portland side of things, Rodney Hood's questionable, and Zach Collins is out. So, you know, just kind of looking at the Chicago team in general here, you know, obviously a lot of people out, but the pricing has kind of caught up. Like, Otto Porter had one monster game. They priced him up. Now he's up to 6,400. That price tag is hard to kind of swallow. I think the ceiling play here is Zach LaVine. If this game stays close, this guy is probably going for 40 or 50 fantasy points. So definitely don't mind him. Outside of LaVine, man, I want to play Carter Jr., but can't stand a foout trouble, can't stand the floor in general. So it's really hard to recommend him. Thaddeus Young doesn't really do much on the floor. They've kind of, you know, been all over the place with Patrick Williams minutes wise. Gafford, you know, he's another guy that's getting like very few minutes. Valentine's getting a few minutes. Like, they're just not playing any of these guys like on a consistent basis. I think on Chicago, LaVine, White, Porter would be the guys I'd look at. On the Portland side of things, CJ McCollum, man, I don't want to play him, but he's gone for 50 in three of his first six games this season, fantasy points wise. And like, he was one rebound away from a double double the other night. He's doing a little bit more. This might be a new CJ McCollum in this offense. So I think overall, 8,400 for a guy that can go for 50 plus when he's shooting the ball well against a Chicago team that's not great defensively is definitely in play. If you want to go Lillard, I don't hate Lillard. I like the discount that you get from McCollum Lillard and McCollum. Nurkic, he's just not playing a ton of minutes right now. Like he's kind of splitting minutes with Kanter. Kanter is much cheaper. If I was going to play one of these big guys, it'd be Kanter, just kind of hoping. Covington, and you know, he is not getting a ton of shot attempts right now. He is playing good minutes in close games. So if you think this game is going to stay close, Covington's not the worst option. Melo at 4,400. He's a guy who can go for like 25 fantasy points. So I don't hate Melo in this game either. Gary Trent Jr. is back. Played 32 minutes against Golden State the other night. So kind of eating up some of these minutes for the wing guys. So Portland-wise, I think McCollum is the play. Don't mind Lillard. Kanter is super interesting for tournaments. Just because if like he's, you know, getting rebounds and he's getting putbacks, he's getting steals or blocks, like he can easily double-double in any matchup at 5,400. So he was more interesting when he was under 5K. But I think overall in this slate, you have to kind of look at him in this one. So that's it for the game by game breakdown. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here for today. Favorite play under 5K to 7X. Talked about this guy a little, like I think two games ago, Jamichael Green. I think he's a little underpriced in the spot. I think he's a guy that has pretty solid potential to get 7X here. So I'm going to go with him. Over 8K to go under 5X. Expensive player that's going to bust today. I don't, you know, for once, I don't want to say Jokic. I think LeBron plays, but I don't think LeBron has a monster fantasy game. So give me him. Favorite 6X play on this slate. Like, I think at the top, it's hard to argue, like, a lot of these guys, like Kyrie and these guys. But my favorite 6X play on the slate. Oh, man. There's two guys that I really like. I really like Zach LaVine in this spot. And I really like... Oh, I can't think of... Oh, Kyle Anderson. I'm going to go with Zach LaVine as my favorite 6X play on the slate. My Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day is Jarrett Culver. Again, like, you can't really play Culver if Okogie plays, but, you know, 28 minutes the other night against Denver in the same, pretty much same matchup here. So definitely don't mind Culver. Game selection. I think it's time to go a little bit more expensive. I talk about this tournament all the time. I nonstop talk about this tournament every year, but I don't love today's payout of the $100 single entry on DraftKings. Pace 20% of the field, top 10 is getting 44%, and that's the 60K one. The 30K one, still very top heavy. You know, pays 21% of the field. So I like the $100 single entry. I play it a ton. It's one of my favorite tournaments on DraftKings. But I think bang for your buck today, one of the best tournaments on DraftKings is the 60K, $40 single entry. Pays 25% of the field. Top 10 is getting 36%. You know, you 10x your money in the top 8. So I think this tournament's super solid today. That's where I'm going to go. Over-under against the spread pick. Man, I'm going to go Portland minus 10. I think Portland crushes Chicago in this game, and I don't think it particularly stays that close. So the other one that I kind of like here is Denver minus 12. But we'll have to kind of see if there's any injuries that changes anything up. So that's it. That's it for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more NBA. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out on Twitter at StevieTPFL. If you haven't checked out Monkey Knife Fight, make sure you guys are checking them out. Awesome sponsors of the podcast. Appreciate them coming on. And that's a wrap. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you guys again on Wednesday.